Forte on Diabetes Breakthrough.
Greetings, good morning, and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, digestive issues, migraine headaches, autoimmune ailments of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is just the way it is. It's nothing more than the way the body works. It is our divine right to be healthy. And that's what we talk about here on The Bright Side, and we welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or if you want to get off your meds, if you want to share a success story, or if you want to contribute to the conversation, our number 866-582-9933. Later on in the program, we're going to be talking to Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, the author of the book Flood Your Body with Oxygen. He's got some interesting ideas about a heal using nothing more than O2, using oxygen therapy. Sometimes, I suppose, O3, ozone therapy. We'll be talking to Ed McCabe at the bottom of the hour. If you've got questions for us today, you may want to get in early at 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, get to my website, brightsideben.com. And check out the shopping cart with all the Youngevity products. Make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water and drink it up. It gives your body that nice, steady state, low-level influx of nutrients that it likes so much. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K. It's got trace nutrients, minerals, glucosamine, MSM, bioflavonoids, inositol, all kinds of great nutrients. It's a cornucopia of nutrition for less than $50 a month, and it's a great way to demonstrate to non-believers in the importance of nutritional supplementation, how effective it can be to get on a good nutritional supplement program. You'll also find the OsteoFX and the Ultimate EFAs, which together with the Beyond Tang Tangerine comprise the Healthy Star Pack, and I think it's about $110 a month for all three products. If you get on auto ship, you'll save shipping costs. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and ask them about any of the products. Or if you're interested in joining up with the business, they can help you do that too. 866-735-2470, Phyllis and Andy, or Nasima, or Angela, or Frank, or Danette. All right, thanks so much for joining us today on The Bright Side, folks. Yesterday, we talked about the key distinction between fat burning and sugar burning, the two great ways that we derive energy in the body through burning fat or through burning sugar. By far, the more effective and efficient form of deriving energy is from fat. The cells in this way are no different from you and me in our daily lives, whether it's in our kitchens or in our living rooms or in our garages. When we're cooking in the kitchen, we use cooking oil, fat, or butter. In our cars, we're burning gasoline. Again, oil and fat. In our home furnaces, we burn heating oil. Like fat or oil, sugar burns, but the reason we don't use sugar for heat or for energy is because sugar burns way too hot and way too fast, and there's a lot less energy available for use compared to the energy that we get from fats. The same thing happens in the cells of our bodies. A cell, or more accurately, the furnaces in a cell, remember those little tiny structures, they're called mitochondria, these subcellular organelles, little tiny structures that live in a mitochondria. They live in the hundreds, sometimes in the thousands in each cell of the body, these little mitochondria can get a certain amount of energy. They get a small amount of energy from burning sugar, but these mitochondria far prefer the energy that they derive from fat. Fat contributes a heck of a lot more energy per unit than sugar. This is especially important for cells that are requiring or cells that are consuming a lot of energy, like heart cells. The problem is, as long as there's a lot of sugar present in the body's going to be using the sugar first. And what's worse, the more sugar burning that occurs over time, the more likely the body will be to burn sugar than fat. In other words, the body shifts its energy-deriving chemistry into sugar burning over time. The more sugar that the body has to deal with, the more likely the body will be to shift all of its energy derivation chemistry, the way it gets energy, into sugar burning. This is a big problem. For most of us who are consuming the standard American diet, we end up becoming sugar burners versus fat burners. And this has two very, very, very important implications when it comes to our health. Number one, it means that we're going to be much less efficient in terms of how we derive energy. It means our heart won't be getting the same kind of energy that it would be getting otherwise. Other structures of the body will not be getting the same kind of energy that they would otherwise as we convert into becoming sugar burners. And number two, we're going to be much more efficient at storing fat. So we'll be much less efficient at burning fat, so we'll be burning sugar, getting less energy, becoming more tired or becoming tireder quicker, and to make matters worse, we'll be storing the fat. We'll be burning the sugar and storing the fat. That means we have less energy available for running our bodies, which of course means more disease, more fatigue, more feeling crappy, more diabetes, more blood pressure problems, more heart problems, and on and on and on. And it also means that we'll be getting fatter. The more we burn sugar as opposed to fat, the more likely it is we're going to be sick and tired and fat. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Sick and tired and fat. That's why I said yesterday, one of the most important things you can ever do for longevity and to prevent degenerative diseases is to convert over into fat burning. Becoming a fat burner rather than a sugar burner becomes one of the most important things we could do to stay healthy. The question then becomes, what can we do to encourage fat burning as opposed to sugar burning? Well, I'm glad you asked. Probably the fastest way to shift into fat burning from sugar burning is to reduce the intake of refined, fast-burning carbohydrates. This is one of the most important reasons why the Atkins diet or the low-carb diet is so effective for losing weight. When the body doesn't have sugar, when the body doesn't have carbohydrates around to burn, it's going to eventually shift into fat burning. This means more effective energy production, and it also means weight loss. So instead of being sick and tired and fat, we become healthy and vital and thin. And that's the beauty of this low-carb idea, this Atkins idea. You know, for the longest time, doctors poo-pooed the whole Atkins notion and the whole low-carb notion. Even to this day, there's guys like Dr. Dean Adel and Dr. Dean Ornish who tell you you should be eating lots of grains and you should be eating lots of carbohydrates. Baloney. Bad science, bad medicine, bad information. It turns out that Atkins wasn't 100% correct because he was talking about getting your protein and getting your fats from hamburgers and cheeseburgers and not necessarily the best kinds of fats and the best kind of protein, but his idea was correct. The more your body goes into fat burning, the healthier you will be. If you completely shift into fat burning rather than sugar burning, you can end up in this biochemical state that's called ketosis, K-E-T-O-S-I-S. And this is a biochemical term that refers to the accumulation of a specific kind of fat-like substance called ketones in the blood. Ketones are actually a byproduct of fat burning, and they have some really interesting properties. So if you go completely 100% into fat burning, as opposed to carbohydrate burning for your energy sources, you can end up in this ketosis kind of state. Ketosis is not necessarily a bad thing. Some people will tell you it is, but it is not necessarily a bad thing. Ketones can be thought of as kind of like a modified fat, a water-soluble fat. Ketones can actually, unlike regular fats, dissolve in the blood. this water-soluble nature of these fats makes them very efficient energy providers for muscles, for the heart. Even the brain can benefit from ketones. The brain typically requires sugar for energy, but the brain can actually run on ketosis. And this has some interesting implications for folks who have seizure disorders. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll take a quick time out and be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you hear, we are here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Make sure you tell your friends. If you miss a program, you can get to the archive page, brightsideben.com. We got all the shows up there. If you want to review a program, if you miss a program, you'll also see articles and videos at brightsideben.com. And, of course, we have a shopping cart up with all the longevity products you hear advertised on The Bright Side. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, and they can help you out as well. And they can also let you know about the business opportunities with longevity if you're interested in that. Okay, before we went to break, I was going to tell you about ketosis and how it affects the brain. There's something called the ketogenic diet. And this is a way that you can prevent seizure disorders. In fact, the ketogenic diet was used before pharmacological treatments for epilepsy and seizure disorders became in vogue in the 1930s. The ketogenic diet was used to suppress seizures. The ancient Greeks even used the ketogenic diet to suppress seizures. We will be talking about that at length. We've got a couple folks on the line that I want to get to. At the bottom of the hour, we got Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, the author of the book Flood Your Body with Oxygen. He's got some really interesting ideas about how you can use oxygen therapy to take care of things like herpes and arthritis, even cancer. He feels can be treated using oxygen therapy. We'll be talking to Ed at the bottom of the hour. Got a couple folks on the line, so let's get right to the phones. Danielle in Florida, what's cooking?
I'm a type 1 diabetic.
Okay.
And I haven't really heard too much about you talking to people who are type 1 diabetics, and
right.
I'm one of three, and two of myself and my brother are both diabetic type 1.
Okay. Are you on insulin now?
Yeah, I have an insulin pump. I've been on for 6 years.
Okay.
And
how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. Couple things that you're going to want to do. First of all, you want to try to make that insulin as powerful as possible. Obviously, insulin's important, but the less insulin that your body is using or dealing with, the better off you're going to be. And so there's a couple ways you can potentize insulin, or you can decrease the amount that you need. Potentizing insulin involves nutritional supplementation, and there's some great supplements for making your insulin stronger. And this is not just important for type 1 diabetics who are on insulin, but it's also for type 2 diabetics who are beginning to become resistant to insulin. The difference between type 1, by the way, and type 2 diabetes is type 1 diabetics don't make insulin. Type 2 diabetics are resistant to the insulin that they make. Both of them are insulin diseases, but in type 1, you have to treat it a little bit differently because you're not making any insulin. So, number one, Danielle, you're going to want to make your insulin, the insulin that you're using, stronger so you don't need as much. And there's some great supplements for that. The B vitamins are unbelievably important, especially niacin, vitamin B3, and thiamine, vitamin B1. They're all important. I don't want to emphasize just those two, but those two are specifically important when it comes to insulin. Vitamin B1 and B3. You should be getting yourself on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine and drinking it all day long. It's a great way to get your B vitamins, and it's a great way to get them in a instant, easy-to-use format because it's liquid. Secondly, the minerals vanadium and chromium are also very important for potentizing insulin. If you use the longevity products, there's a product called Sweeties. If not, try to get yourself 100 to 200 milligrams of vanadium a day, at least, ideally with each meal, but at least a day. And then 200 to 400 mcg microgram of chromium, again, at least once a day, but ideally with each meal. So you got chromium, you got vanadium. And by the way, if you're type 2 diabetic, you're going to benefit the same way. So chromium and vanadium, and then vitamins B1 and B3 in conjunction with the entire B complex. Even though those two stand out, the entire B complex is important. We do not want to underestimate the importance of vitamin C when it comes to sugar control. Vitamin C is not specifically involved in helping diabetes. It doesn't necessarily potentize insulin the way these other nutrients do, but it's very important for helping the body, number one, handle sugar, and number two, it's very important for protection from some of the negative effects with high blood sugar. So that's another important supplement. You'll find that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'd be taking high doses of it, at least two or three grams a day, but ideally 5 or 6, even up to 10 grams a day of vitamin C can be very helpful. Then the minerals magnesium and zinc are also very important. Around 2,000 milligrams a day of magnesium is a nice place to be. Everybody, I know I say this almost every program, but I'm going to say it again. Everybody should be supplementing with 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. I want to hear somebody tell me why they shouldn't be supplementing with zinc picolinate a day. I can't think of a single downside to getting yourself on 50 mg of zinc picolinate every day, with perhaps the exception of it maybe throwing off your copper. So get yourself on a couple of milligrams of copper with your zinc. And then this is very important, Danielle, and we don't talk about this a lot when it comes to diabetes, especially type 1 diabetics, is keeping your blood sugar under control by restricting the intake of the bad blood sugar raising foods. And the best way to do that is to increase your intake of protein and increase your intake of essential fatty acids, staying away from the bread, the pasta, the cereal, the fruit juice, the Coke, the soda pop, the desserts, the cakes, the oatmeal. There's so many different foods that you can stay away from that will keep your blood sugar stable. All of this with an eye towards making sure you don't have to use as much insulin. So you're potentizing your insulin and you're reducing the need for that much insulin, making the insulin stronger and keeping the insulin from having to come out of that pump so frequently throughout the day. Get yourself on the EFAs, essential fatty acids, whatever you like. Liquid EFAs are good. The capsules from Longevity are also good. And then up your protein. Folks, the best, the fastest way to get off the sugar is to up your protein. If you weigh, you want roughly around a half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight of a good whey protein, W-H-E-Y, whey protein, if you can handle that. So you got lots of places to go. Nobody has to suffer with type 2 diabetes, certainly. And if you have type 1 diabetes and you're not making insulin, well, then your goal should be to keep that insulin from coming out as readily. Tomorrow we'll be talking about how to use ketones in order to derive energy from fat. So you're going to want to listen in if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or also if you want to lose weight. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. And thanks so much for your call from Florida, Danielle. Hope that helped. Let's go off to the Dominican Republic and talk to Dennis. What's up, buddy?
Hi. I've lost about 40 pounds in the last 6 to 8 months, something like that, and I'm just okay. So weak.
How'd you lose it?
What to do? I'm hypoglycemic too. So.
Okay. All right. You need more protein, my friend, and essential fatty acids. It sounds like you tried to lose the weight without taking care of your nutrition. So good luck. Congratulations.
I wasn't trying to lose the weight.
It just came off?
I weighed 190 pounds, and now I'm down to 150.
And you don't know why that happened?
No, I don't.
There's definitely something percolating in there. It could be a parasite. It could be some kind of absorption issue. There's all kinds of stuff that are going on. If you lost that much weight and you don't know why, that's something that you want to look into. Now, have somebody check that out, because that could be anything. That could be a health disaster, actually. It's something that you want to check out. If you want to try to take care of it yourself, as long as you're not in pain, more protein, more essential fatty acids is the way that I would treat that. Weakness and confusion after weight loss can be secondary to the body breaking itself down. And if that's indeed the case, then you're going to want to make sure that you're taking in nutrients that can help build the body up. Whey protein is a wonderful building protein. You can also use amino acids. Glutamine is a great amino acid. Essential fatty acids can be important for brain health. If you're weak and you're confused, that could have something to do with the brain not getting the nutrients that it needs. Get yourself on a high dose of essential fatty acids. Look, any bowel problems, any loose stools, anything like that? Any bloating, gas?
Really. Yeah, I have quite a bit of gas sometimes.
Okay. You know what, Dennis? We got to take a guess at the bottom of the hour, but I'm telling you, if you want to contact me by email, send it to Ben at KSCO.com, Ben at KSCO.com. If not, you need to correct that digestive issue, whatever's going on in the digestive system. Look for specific foods that are causing a digestive problem, protein, fats, essential fatty acids. Probiotics might help you, too. Sorry I got to move, Dennis. Feel free to email me, and I'll get a hold of you. Ben at KSCO.com. We'll be back after this.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back. Welcome, folks, to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you hear, we are here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. I am so thrilled to have our next guest on, Mr. Oxygen, the author of Oxygen Therapies, A New Way of Approaching Disease, and the book Flood Your Body with Oxygen, which is one of the first books I read that kind of made this whole oxygen idea really clear to me. He's got some interesting takes on the importance of oxygen, how oxygen relates to disease. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe. Greetings, Edward.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us today. You've got some real interesting ideas about oxygen. Why don't we begin by having you explain to the listeners why you think oxygen is such an important part of health, and also why lack of oxygen is such an important part of disease.
Well, there's two major things that are benefits to the body from oxygen. And we can get into that in a second. But just understand that oxygen and plant minerals are the basis of life here on the planet. So if you have enough oxygen and you have enough food and you have fresh water, pretty much you're going to be healthy. It's when man enters the picture and starts giving us processed foods and takes nutrients out of the food, doesn't have them in the soil, that sort of thing. That's where you get into trouble. So what a lot of people have done is they've gone back to oxygen therapies. Now, oxygen therapies were very well known and used around the turn of the century. Of course, that was before you had the big pharmaceutical companies come along and tell you that don't listen to any of that, buy our stuff instead. So the basis of oxygen therapies is really very simple. It should be taught in medical schools, which it's not. Europeans use it. There are countries all over that use it all the time. But in the United States, it's not taught in our medical schools. And that's the problem. The first thing is that almost all of the bacteria, viruses, funguses, and pathogens, all the microbes, all the bugs that cause all the diseases or are associated with diseases, for example, they all have one thing in common, one glaring deficiency for their ability to stay alive in your body. Most of them are anaerobes. They are anaerobic. That means they cannot live in active forms of oxygen. So it's really very simple. Does your body like oxygen? Of course it loves it. Can your body stand oxygen? Yes, it's got all these systems that are antioxidant systems, etc., that will protect the body from too much oxygen or oxygen in the wrong place. So what happens when you put active forms of oxygen into the human body, and they were discovering this, that the first one pretty much in this country was Nikola Tesla, and it went on from there to grow all over Europe and then get suppressed in the United States. So we don't hear about it here, but in my books, my videos, etc., my DVD set, I tell people about how it's used all over the world, and these are the things you don't know about it. So the first thing, as I said, is that all the bugs, microbes, that cause all the bad things in our human bodies cannot live in oxygen. So what would happen if, as the name of my second book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, what would happen if you flooded your body with oxygen at a safe level that we know works, that's never hurt anybody, but we just keep the oxygen level up? Well, that's unusual for most people because there's so much smog. There's so much stress, there's so much bad food, there's so much toxicity in the environment, the food, the water, the air has all got toxins in it.
How about deforestation? Deforestation, too.
Yeah. So your oxygen level drops because of all those factors I just mentioned. And when your oxygen level drops, that sets up a warm, wet, moist, food-filled petri dish called your body, that all these bugs, bacteria, viruses, fungus, pathogens, all live in your body because there's not enough oxygen. You're supposed to have it, but it's been removed from your environment, removed from your food, removed from your water. You can't get really fresh air anymore because of the automobile exhaust all over the planet. So what I advocate is people start looking at what they're doing in other countries, which is supplementing the amount of active oxygen you put into your body. And guess what happens? When you get a high enough level of oxygen in your body and keep it there, now this is a safe level. All we're talking about really is returning to normal levels, and everybody's subnormal right now. So if you return the oxygen level of your body to what it's supposed to be, the bacteria, the viruses, the funguses, the pathogens that are plaguing humans today cannot live in that high oxygen environment, which is really just, we call it high, but it's just normal. It's just a normal environment. Huh. That's all it is.
Now, tell me about Tesla and oxygen. I didn't know that Tesla worked with oxygen at all.
Yeah, it was a natural outgrowth of his work with high frequency. because Tesla was always using high-frequency coils, in his labs he was always producing a large amount of ozone.
Mm.
Now, that happens naturally in nature. Well, ozone is not smog, by the way.
Like lightning storms? Lightning storms produce ozone, that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. And the sun's light. When just the light, the photons from the sun, strike the oxygen in the upper atmosphere, it breaks it apart from O2 to O1. Those O1s combine into O3, O4, O5, O6, O7. So you get oxygen, long-chain oxygen molecules that are now ozone molecules. They fall to Earth, and that's what scrubs the water clean. That's what cleans the oceans. That's what cleans the environment, cleans our food. But man has suppressed that mechanism by putting all the chlorine and the fluorine into the air, so it locks up a lot of the oxygen so it can't turn into ozone anymore. And then down here you have the ground-level ozone, which is the fresh smell you'll see on laundry. Like if you go to the beach and you're laying on your towel and you smell your towel, it's, wow, it smells really fresh. Well, that's the double reflection of the sun on the beach and on the water, creating a lot of ozone, just naturally ambient ozone, right around you. Now, that's nature.
How about after it rains? Same thing after it rains? Is that what you're talking about, that smell, that nice clean smell after it rains?
Yes, because it can be made two ways. One is by the sun's light, and then also by electrical discharges, lightning, in the atmosphere. Lightning creates all kinds of ozone. So those are nature's two purification devices, sterilization devices. They're supposed to be in our lives. They make up all this stuff about ozone being this terrible pollutant and toxin, and actually, in nature, ozone is what keeps us healthy. So by making fun of it and telling you every night the ozone level is this and that, they're trying to drive you away from these natural cures that are free, that are from nature.
Now, you said something very interesting about how the body becomes kind of like a petri dish, like a feeding system for bacteria and anaerobes. Does the same thing happen in the outside environment as greenhouse gases increase and oxygen levels drop? Do you have that same kind of petri dish effect?
Well, you find that all of life starts to suffer. You'll see animals that just commonly are expected to have diseases. I know greenhouse growers that the extension agents from the state come in and they say, well, you know, you're going to have 6% loss when you ship to Texas or whatever. They start putting oxygen into their plants and feeding them with oxygen in their water, and they don't have any diseases anymore. And all their livestock go to the county auction, and they pass all the inspections immediately when nobody else has done.
Hang on to that thought. We've got to take a break. Ed, when you come back, I want to talk to you about specific mechanisms that we could use to flood our body with oxygen. We're talking to Ed McCabe.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlus1.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlus1.com. VitalityPlus1.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today. We are talking to investigative journalist and best-selling author Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, author of Flood Your Body with Oxygen, and oxygen therapies as well. Ed, before we went to break, you were talking about ozone, the idea of using ozone and ozone therapy. And I know that ozone has two sides to it because we hear about all the negative stuff associated with ozone. But your take is that ozone can be used for therapy. How can our listeners take advantage of ozone therapy in a practical sense?
Well, there are products and supplements. The whole idea of ozone therapy is it's a critical situation, basically. And you have to understand that it's one of the best producers of this active oxygen that I've been talking about, which is singlet oxygen, O1 oxygen, which is what your body uses to repair itself, to heal itself, to give itself energy.
Now, this is not regular. This is not regular oxygen like O2, which is the kind of oxygen everybody thinks about. O2 is the breathing oxygen. O1 is singlet oxygen, is the therapeutic oxygen, correct?
That's correct. The O2 is very stable, so it's hard for your body to get a lot out of it. But the O1, your body could use very quickly once it gets inside the body. So there are a number of clinical situations that use ozone all over the world. I mean, super advanced medical delivery systems doing that. But what we've tried to do is put together supplements that just people can use at home, they would not have to go to a clinic, that still will deliver the active forms of the oxygen, the O1 active form of oxygen. So we have a number of products that go into that, and if people go to MrOxygen.com, you can see all the products, plus there's all the links, there's videos there. You can watch a free video about, you know, me explaining everything I've been explaining here today. And there's lots of other sites that you link to by going to MrOxygen.com. So that's the place to start.
Can the body turn O2 into O1?
A lot of people believe that when the oxygen in the air goes through the pleural membrane, it actually does split it. But there's a, controversy, a difference of opinion between people that look at chemistry one way, which is the traditional taught in school, keep you, you know, not knowing a lot of things way, versus people that did advanced oxidation chemistry and throughout the years, hands-on clinical trials and all this. They say that it's the passage of the oxygen through the pleural membrane
that's in the lungs.
It allows the body to split it into O1, and that is the way the body uses oxygen, is by having it split into O1. But if it's in the stable form, it's harder to do that. If you somehow get it into your stomach or into your veins as an ozone therapy, stomach using supplements, then that's a quicker way to bypass the slower mechanisms of the stable oxygen. It's simply you're adding an active form of oxygen directly to the body, directly to the bloodstream, or directly to the digestive tract. The first thing that the body does, which we didn't talk about, is the two main truths. Is one is all the microorganisms are anaerobic. The second is that when the body gets enough oxygen, it starts to clean itself out. Now, I've seen this thousands of times, and I've interviewed people all over the world over the past 24 years. That I have told about this stuff, they've come back to me and said, this happened, that happened. When they start doing the oxygen therapies of some form, generally they will all have some sort of a clean out. Their bodies will either push stuff out that doesn't belong in there, or they'll sweat it out, or they'll get diarrhea, or they'll get a rash. In some way, the body will push out the things that are killing you, the things that are making you prematurely age, the things that make you vulnerable to disease. So the body will take that oxygen and actually scrub itself clean. It's always wanted to. The body has always wanted to do this. It just never had enough. It wasn't in the food. It wasn't in the air. It wasn't in the water. It wasn't in the environment. Where was the body going to get the oxygen to do this job? It's perfectly set up to do it. So that's what the supplements are all about. That's what happens in a clinical setting, which is a super concentrated form where you really get in there and really push this mechanism. But all the supplements, they do it slowly, so you don't have these big reactions. So people who take a little oxygen, we say a little oxygen does what a lot does. It just takes longer. So if you don't want to go to a clinic, spend a lot of money, travel, have these very large cleansing reactions that, you know, you got to have a doctor manage. Instead, if you look at just taking a supplement, a supplemental form of oxygen, by doing it that way, your body takes its time. And as it's needed, it pulls out the oxygen reserve of the body, and it cleans out whatever area is the worst offender at the time. So the body will take the oxygen just as a raw material and use it judiciously all over itself, cleaning itself up. And we've had a lot of people just swear that they look younger. I mean, that's the first thing we hear. The second thing we hear is that they go to the bathroom more often. In other words, like they were supposed to, where before they were all backed up and blocked up. But by having enough oxygen in your body can clean itself out, like I said. So the process of going to the bathroom is natural and normal, but it's happening on the schedule that nature intended, not in this broken down bottle we get from American processed food.
Now, when you talk about oxygen supplements, I'm sorry to interrupt. When you talk about oxygen supplements, are you talking about stabilized chlorine dioxide and hydrogen peroxide, that kind of thing? What exactly do you mean by an oxygen supplement?
Well, that's two ways. There's probably, I think in my book, I describe like 100 ways, 100 different ways to oxygenate the human body. And somewhere around there, we've got, As far as supplements go, the most common ones we found was hydrogen peroxide years ago. The doctors discovered in the 1920s in the British Medical Journal that they could use that, and that was helping put oxygen to the body. People who had the influenza, they were dying from plague or whatever, they didn't die. So that was a big leap forward. Then people came out with these stabilized chlorine dioxide things, and that was to originally preserve fish during ocean voyages where they had the fish in the hole. And from there, we've developed even better things. Our premier product is called OxyLift, OxyLift. And the OxyLift, you'll see that on the Mr. Oxygen page. The OxyLift is sold by my friend Rick here in Miami, who sells all my formulas. And I've got several formulas, all evolving around the idea of putting oxygen and plant minerals back into the human body because they're not there in the first place, especially sulfur. We've got oxysulfur, which is a great product. And what the body does with the sulfur is it uses it to deliver the oxygen to the cells, to move the oxygen through the body, and also it makes amino acids and laetrile and B17 and things that the body can't make without it. And it's been empty in our diet since 1954 when the government decided to pay the farmers not to grow and they had to buy the artificial fertilizer. So by making farmers use artificial fertilizer, they broke the natural sulfur cycle, which is the oxygen transport cycle of the body. Mm. And every country that did that had a cancer epidemic as soon as they instituted these policies. Germany was the first, then us. So we saw it happen now where everybody's going to the doctor, everybody's getting medicine. But maybe most of it is just the fact that they don't have enough oxygen in their bodies.
Now,
so
cancer can't.
Why not go back to nature, you know?
Cancer doesn't like oxygen. Cancer thrives under conditions of oxygen, of low oxygen, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I had when I wrote the first book, I had a nurse call me up from a research lab saying, you know, I didn't know why, before I read your book, I didn't realize what it was. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, when we're growing cancer in the lab, and we want the cancer to grow, we're taught just turn down the oxygen supply. And when you turn down the oxygen supply, the cancer grows real fast. And if you want down the growth of the cancer in the petri dish, you turn up the oxygen and it stops it.
So, real quick, Ed, what's the relationship of antioxidants to oxygen supplementation?
Antioxidants, the name is wrong. I think a lot of that's got to do with disinformation on purpose. They're trying to, again, vilify oxygen, also nature's source of life itself. And so they come out with the word antioxidant. Antioxidants are really just foods, dark green, yellow vegetables, things that your body needs, but your body uses them to regulate the oxidation reduction reactions in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the use of the oxygen is regulated by the antioxidants. They don't stop oxidation. Anti-stop, that's not true at all. If you were to stop oxidation, you'd fall over dead in an instant.
It's more like it regulates the process of oxidation and reduction more than it blocks the... Right.
Right. It's the wonderful things that have a bad name.
Good deal. Thank you so much, Ed. We got come to the bottom of the, or to the end of the program. Give out your website one last time.
Sure. MrOxygen.com. Mr. Oxygen is me. There it is.
And the book is Flood Your Body with Oxygen. Thank you so much, Ed McKay, for being on the program. Ed, if you don't mind, I'm going to even call later this afternoon. I got a couple more questions for you, if that's okay.
I'll be glad to, Ben. Be glad to.
Thank you. God bless, Ed. Have a beautiful day. And that's it for now, folks. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We are here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.